Blog Talk Radio. Hope you guys are enjoying that. That was Close About Karima Kibble. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show coming to you live from the Baltimore, D.C. area. And keep things going with Bryant. Bye.
Yeah. Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves so far. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And indeed, this is G Wright. The number here is 646-595-4311. And right now we're talking about women in the leadership role in churches. What's your viewpoint about that? And I really, honestly, like to hear from you. I've gotten so many different things from you guys before concerning this topic, so I decided to bring it back. And hopefully, guys, we can discuss it in a good, amicable way. You know, I just really want to talk about it. Because the fact is that there's some people, you know, there's some people who I thought that they understood, that they agreed, that they believed some of the same things and about women in ministry, and you know, the role of women in leadership positions in the church have increased. And there's a reason, and I just really wanted to just discuss it some more. In fact, it was actually some people actually wanted me to discuss it some more, so I just wanted to talk to you guys about it and see what you guys thought. So the number here is 646-595-4311. I really would just like to talk to you guys about that and get your viewpoint about it. You know, we'll keep some music, good music going along. We're going to come back and talk about it right after this break. But the song we just now finished listening to was called By Purpose. That was by my cousin Eureka A. Wright. We're going to keep things moving right now with Ooh La La by the June Thompson.
You simply amaze me. You drive me crazy. Look what you do to me. Look what you do.
Oh,
know, let's get back to you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was LaJune Thompson singing her song, Ooh La La. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. The number here is 646-595-4311. The number here is 646-595-4311. And we're talking about women in leadership. Women in leadership roles. Why is this so important? You know, and I just really wanted to talk about this because there's so many people who are going through different things. So I just wanted to talk to you guys about that and see what you guys thought about that. You know, so the number here is 646-595-4311. Now, based on some things we've already discussed before, I'll go into, as far as women in leadership roles, I really don't have a problem with women in leadership roles in the church. Because guess what? Some of the men haven't stood up. You know, so guess what? God would use someone. He'll make the rocks even cry out. You know, he needs someone. And guess what? Women were there to say. Some women were there. Some women answered the call. But God does call us all to be evangelists and to reach people. Not necessarily be evangelists, but to be fisher of men. So I just want to encourage you guys who are listening, if you have a problem seeing a woman in a leadership position, just ask yourself, am I doing what I'm supposed to do in the church, in the place where I'm at? You know, ask yourself that question. You know, God will use whoever makes himself available to him for his glory. You know, that's just something that you've got to know, that God loves and gives us all the opportunity to praise him. He gives all the opportunity. So I really don't have a problem with women in leadership at all. You know, but I did bring this subject back up because some of you wanted to talk about it. Some of you guys wanted to listen and on the conversation because you missed it the last time. And then some of you just wanted to just talk about that some more. You know, right now I like to play this song, and I hope you guys like it. This is Going Back. This is Jump Jump by Jay Moss.
I need you to hit me upside the head. I mean, like you never hit me before.
hope you guys enjoyed that. Thank you guys for those of you who are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show right now. Just say God bless you. Number here is 646-595-4311. So this week's discussion, we're talking about women in leadership. But while we're talking about that, let's move on talk about Haiti. You know, I know we're all in a rough place financially, but if you can do something to help people, hope you guys will do that. If you guys can spend a little bit, you know, God will change your world. I know it's a tragedy that's happened over there. But how many of you know that God, even in the midst of this situation, will bless the country of Haiti and bless those who are still here? This has changed my world. This is by BBA 61.
Dark. The night's a dark, there's a train outside.
Radio show. That was Noel, and that was Changes. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. You listen to the Heart of Love Radio show coming to you live from the Baltimore, D.C. area. And I pray that something I'm spoken, something I'm said, something done will touch your hearts and touch your lives. The lives right now, wherever you are. And so I encourage you to make some good decisions and be willing to make changes that need to be changed in your life. There's so many things that are down on my heart, and I hope that you guys will get to a point where you will allow God's love and God's grace to really just touch your life wherever you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what situations are saying to you. Sometimes your situations are speaking to you right now, wherever you are. Sometimes your situation might be telling you there's no way God can make a way out of no way for you. I just want to encourage you today to know that God is ready, God is willing, and God is able to bring you through. And the only thing God wants to know is that you are willing, that you are ready to give Him all the praise and all the glory in your life. And that's the biggest thing I want you guys to get. That's the biggest thing I want you to know. I want you to know that God cares for you. I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, God cares for you. Changes. Hope you guys know that God is a miracle worker in business. And He's able to change your situation. He's able to bless you above and beyond what your mind can even conceive or think. One thing you've got to do right now is just believe. That's the only thing you do, just believe. That's the only thing God's asking for you, that you guys believe. So no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, God loves you. And on this Tuesday night, the 19th, of January 2010. I just want you just to be encouraged that I hope that you guys will know no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, God is indeed able to make all grace abound to you. Not some grace, God, but all grace. So I just want to encourage you in that. Right now we're experiencing just a little technical difficulty in getting back on the line. But one of the things I hope and I pray for you is as you go through the things that you're going through, that you remember that God has never forgotten you. And this, that you will be grateful for the things that God has given you, the things that God has given you the opportunity to see, the opportunity to have. God is able to make all grace abound to you. God is able to do that. So I just want to encourage you with that. I want to encourage you and just being thankful. You know, we have to be thankful for those who are in leadership. If you're listening right now, I don't have a problem. You right doesn't have a problem with females in leadership roles. I have no problem with that, no issue whatsoever. As long as people respect each other. Because what happens when men come to the church? Still treat the man like a man, even though you are in position. Because some people have power issues, some people have struggle issues. So it might not necessarily have to do with gender issues as far as it's being a man in charge or a woman in charge. But some people do have some problem issues with that. So that's the only reason why I wanted to bring that back up to you guys again. You know, right now Blog Talk is experiencing some problem. So even while they're fixing up this problem, if you're still listening right now, the sound of my voice. I just want to encourage you. I might have to cut the show a little early tonight. But I just want to encourage you right now to no matter what you're going through, be thankful for the leadership that we do have. Give God praise, give God glory for everything, and try to live a life that's going to bring glory to God. And based on everything that's going on right now, I have a little problem with difficulty with Blog Talk Radio online solutions. So I'm going to try one more time. If you're listening, you can shoot me an email at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. That's my email. Also, you can check out my official website, y'all, at gwriteonline.com. Also, if you are on Facebook, I have a Facebook page, fan page, have G Wright. And I hope you guys come through. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss these things. Let's discuss these issues. The number here is 646-595-4311. Although I'm having a problem with things, we're going to finish this conversation and discussion on Thursday from 6 to 7. I'm just going to tell you guys, God bless you. Have a great night.